This is 1-2 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. It is almost the end of December. Where did the year go? This is Tune In with Erica. Hello. Hello, hello, hello. Well, yes, it is. It's my last show in December. And where did the year go? I've written up in the Facebook chat room. Here we go, here we go, here we go. Almost the end of another year in Earth School. I wanted to say to you, whether you're in the chat room or not, congratulations, class of 24. You did it. We got through with everything that it's thrown at us and whatever it threw at you, the good, the bad, the ugly, the middle road, the whatever, you're here. Because if you're listening to me, we both made it through. So group hug, lots of celebrations, throw the mortarboards in the air. Congratulations, class of 24. We did it. If you want to come and say hello in the Facebook chat room, very easy. You go to 12radio.com. That is the website. You will see lots of nice options on the left-hand side. You've got the on-demand system where you can catch up with any show you like at your leisure, including this one. I will get it up there as soon as I can. And one of the options is to chat, which will take you to a Facebook chat room, which is moderated, so it's safe. I can see, hello, my colleague, Jennifer Lakshmi Dove, my colleague from One to Listen, is in there as well. You'll have to bear with me because even though Mercury's gone forward, my computer is just it's had enough. It wants to slow down for the solstice. So it's taking me a while to get to things today. But I can see that Denise Simone is in there and Renee. Thank you, Renee. You always come in and support. So let me just tuck that away. And I will be doing readings in the Facebook chat room if you would like one. Just a heads up. What I'm going to do today, because it is like my last show of the year, I finally made it through Earth School. I did my homework very last minute, but I did it yesterday. So I have done my starscopes for January 2025. They won't show up on the front page of 1-2 Listen yet until the 1st of January. But as you're a loyal listener to this show, I'll just let you know. On my website. So if you go to angelhandsheal.com, you'll be able to read them at your leisure. But I'm going to take you through my starscopes. I'm also going to do something for the year that you can just tune into. And if you can't tune in now, you can pick up the show on demand, as I said, and you can go back and do it at your leisure later. I've pulled in advance. I asked the angels for four cards. I was going to go for individually, 1, 2, 3, 4, they threw four out together. And I have to tell you, they're all major arcana cards. So thank you for listening to me and being so on it. So later on, I'm going to read them out, card 1, 2, 3, and 4, and let you tune in. I'm just giving you a heads up over this. Your question for your new year. And then you tune into the cards, whether you feel card number one, number two, number three or number four, and then I'll reveal what those cards are. So I'm going to be doing that later. As I say, I'm sitting here now. The sun is just setting here. It's a spectacular sunset, actually. And I'm sitting here with my cinnamon bun and my cup of tea. What is about spices at this time of year? Cinnamon just feels, seasonal, oriental, Christmassy, solstice-y, whatever you celebrate-y, it's just the spices. I love the food at this time of year. It's just very evocative. It just piques your senses, let's put it that way. And all the fruitcakes. I mean, I have been so good. I have not yet been near the Stollen and mince pies, but you know, give me a chance. There's only a week to go. I'm trying to hold on to the diet. I've just been out shopping for the ingredients for fire cider vinegar, which if you've never made yourself any of that, well worth having some in. My last batch I'd had for 2 years. I made a huge batch and I put it in the fridge so that it stayed. okay, although it is so strong, no germ would ever dare go in there and live in it. And my local cafe owner, who's not at all alternative, you know, was having a miserable time with a virus that he couldn't get rid of, and he was sitting there taking paracetamol and generally looking miserable 2 weeks later. So I told him about fire cider vinegar and said, would you be open to giving it a go? So he looked and thought, oh, it's her and her witchy ways again. But I took it in, and he took some in hot water, and he took it home with him. And I popped in yesterday, said, how are you? And he's a completely different colour. He looks much better. He said he's on the mend, and he's drunk the whole lot. Handed me an empty jar back. So I'm like, okay, I'm glad it worked, but now I have to make myself some more. And it takes 6 to 8 weeks to brew. So I'm guessing mid-January I'll have some more. But if I really get in trouble, I suppose I could take a spoonful of the immature fire cider vinegar. If you've never made it, there are loads of recipes on the internet. But basically, it is it's an onion, 4 cloves of garlic, grated fresh turmeric, grated ginger, a chili pepper. What else do I put in there? A cinnamon stick, rosemary, 2 quartered lemons. I'm trying to think what else I've just put in the fridge. You get the idea, all the healing ones. And then you fill it up with organic cider vinegar, preferably with the mother in if you can do. And you stick the whole lot in a jar, preferably not with a metal lid. I did that 1 year and it ate the lid. So you can imagine what it does to germs. You want a glass jar with a glass lid, and you put it under the sink in the dark, and you just let the whole thing brew for 6 to 8 weeks until it turns really dark. And then you strain the vinegar off and put it in a jar. And every time you catch a virus, you have it either neat, if you're feeling brave, it's kind of like a very strong whiskey, it does kind of make your eyes water, or you put it in some hot water. And it's quite remarkable. So yeah, fire cider vinegar. I digress. I wasn't going to go into that, but just thought I'd share. If you've never made yourself any, I'm sure you have. I'll look in the Facebook chat room in a minute. I'm sure you're all nodding, saying, yes, we've all got that. Anyway, I better get on because I need to take you through my starscopes. I seem to have written a small PhD dissertation at the top of them for this year. I don't know how that happened. I just, you know, anyway, wrote it. And I did write it's a major new term in the school of life, and that the energies of the winter solstice on Saturday and the planetary conjunctions have given us a whole new page, a whole new curriculum. And that is absolutely true. In fact, it's the first page of a new book, and the book of the past is closed. So use Saturday wisely. What's been the normal is gone, as we as a collective, and I see so much of this at the moment, must find ways to create an alternative which embraces first and foremost kindness, embellished with some empathy, and constantly asking, how will this affect the planet, or how can I make a difference? We could also add a daily practice of reviewing how each day's gone and how we have made a difference. I know it's difficult to keep these practices going, but you could start it in January and see how far you get. We can't always be perfect. Of course, we're not. We're human, but we can be aware and mindful and endeavour to correct any wobbles we need, we've hoped for. We need to develop courage, which to me is courage. I've said this before, the French courage, a fire in the heart. Lots of holiday blessings coming. You can probably hear them going ping, 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 ping in the Facebook chat room. I will come in and say hello to you in a moment. Courage in the heart, fire in the heart to really stand up and be counted and help others, or just stand by others when they need us. Vulnerability and accountability are the buzzwords for the expanded loving future that we, in which we each have a part to play. We live in very challenging times. Oh, don't we know it? This is the life course we signed up for. We might wonder why we didn't sign up for flower arranging in the Andromedan system, but we didn't. We're here. Gaia needs us, and we know that we have what it takes, or we wouldn't be here. And there's never been a greater opportunity to speak out, to be authentic, and intention is everything that a kind and compassionate life is possible for everyone. Whatever the world looks like on the surface, people are trying to divide us by saying they're different, they're dangerous. They're just different. They may differ in views from you. Doesn't make them dangerous, just means that maybe you exercise discernment rather than judgment. I had that discussion with a client this morning. Said judgment is laying blame on someone. Discernment is saying that is not for me. So lots of that. Sometimes it means stepping back. So there are personal triggers that can make us aggressive, just make us mindful, and we step back. So I'm going to let you read that on, because there's another two pages of it. I don't know how I wrote this. I was obviously on a roll when I wrote this, but you get the idea. I have channeled the starscopes for January using my angel tarot, my angel deck, Gabriel, of course, Archangel Gabriel. The Annunciator is the archangel who overlights January, also a messenger. You'll have to excuse me coughing. I nearly didn't have a voice. I'm very lucky to be on the air today. I've had the, as I said, I've had the lurgy. I did think I sounded like a robot earlier in the week. But anyway, I'm here and my voice is back. Mostly if I cough a little, I apologize. So let's just take you through the starscopes. Capricorn, as this new year begins, your heart and emotions will swell with the desire to move on or move forward. And last year was tough. Yep. And this year you hope for something more fulfilling. If you're open to learning and new courses of study, follow that trail. Above all, open your heart and mind to those around you. Tune in to those who feel trustworthy and compassionate. Those are the qualities that will sustain you through the year. So that's Capricorn. We just, happy birthday, Capricorn. We just moved into that sign. Or at least we're about to. I'm just looking. We will at this weekend. It's Aquarius is next. It's an important year for Aquarians. So you need a clear mind and a clear slate. Find your inner strength. You know who you are. Authenticity is your bedrock. Okay, so that may mean some time spent journaling or using whatever practice is your go-to for digging deep into your nature and subconscious. Don't shy away from it. The rewards will far outweigh the work. Pisces, open your eyes to all possibilities this month, particularly use the power of the moon cycle. The 13th in January is the full moon in Cancer, and the new moon is on the 29th in Aquarius. You are a sensitive water sign, so be particularly aware of your intuition on those days. I'm just going to sort out my cough. Hang on a second. I knew that would happen at some point. This lurgy has just left me with a cough. So be particularly aware of your intuition, Pisces, is what I was saying. This is even more important if you find yourself feeling that you're missing out in some way or that life is disappointing you. All signs you need to change direction, even if that's just a little tweak. If health is a concern, call on Archangel Raphael for inspiration. Aries, first sign of the zodiac, unusually for Aries, you may feel like retiring into your cave and snuggling down for the first month of the year. However, this doesn't mean that nothing is going on. This is your time to tap into your happy place. Really feel the feels, as they say. What vision can you conjure for your year ahead? What does your heart desire? Craft it, write it, dream it. Hold it close and love it into being. Taurus likes to appear calm and unflappable on the outside, getting along with everyone, forging new partnerships, especially as the new year dawns. Just don't work too hard. Last year was tough. Trust you are abundantly supported, and it's a matter of timing. The only thing that will push its arrival further away is stressing about why it isn't here yet. Gemini, things are looking up, Perhaps it's the impetus of that full moon in Gemini we just experienced at the closing of the year. Feel it. Find your joy. Expect to celebrate something. How big is up to you? You are the magician. How strong is your faith that you can really attract good fortune? Start small to build confidence and then go for it. Cancerians, totally the right moment to turn over a new emotional leaf. Whatever or whomever pushed your buttons in 24, you are in fresh territory as 25 begins. Do whatever it takes. Again, journal, vision board, chant, walk and talk to your angels and guides. Just do anything that will help you reconnect to the magic and wonder of life. Fall in love with yourself. Have fun. Oh, and if you get invited to a celebration, party, wedding, christening, bar mitzvah, a doggy walk in the park with other pooch partners, go. Leo, the lions, you have a guiding star this month, your heart. Honour your authenticity and integrity. You know what is right and what is right for you. As the year begins, buckle down and get those things done that you procrastinated your way out of in 24. You know what they are. You need to find balance and call on your powers of organisation and logic. This month is time to find structure and discipline and to build a solid foundation for your year to come. Virgo, so much potential, so many opportunities. That is the mantra for your new year. However, potential and opportunity, just like seeds, need time to germinate. Have patience, study, prepare, consolidate your knowledge. Be prepared to look at things from angles you haven't explored before. After all, nothing new comes from the status quo. Libra. If you are open to new relationships or new friendships, then the wheel is turning and fortune is on your side. The one thing that is certain is that things will happen fast. Take time to carefully review what is on offer, listen to your intuition, and consider carefully what you want before acting. Scorpio, there's a strong connection to ancestry for you this month. If you've been expecting a legacy, it's on the way. Or you may find yourself feeling the influence of loved ones beyond the veil. The focus is on a contented home life, the completion of projects, and the partnering with others to move projects forward. And finally, thank you for being patient, Sagittarius. It's time. You have come into your own partnerships, contracts, projects. Remember that you are a light worker and the world needs you to shine your light and loving influence. You may find yourself called to help someone get organized and be careful with your energy. Keep the balance between actions and rest. So those are my star scopes for 2025 for January. If you want to read them again, along with that much longer introduction, it is on my website, angelhandsheal.com, or it'll pop up on the front page of One Two Listen on the 1st of January. And if you want them read to you again, well, as I say, I will get the show up on demand as fast as I can possibly do it. And you might like to listen to it several times, because listen for your sun sign and then listen for your moon sign, which is what's going on inside you, what drives you inside, and then maybe listen for your rising sign as well. And it will give you a very different perspective on the beginning of the year to come. So I'm going to pop in the Facebook chat room now. I have been turning it into all comments while I've been speaking. Good morning to Demise Simon, waving to you. Good morning, as I said, to my colleague Jennifer Lakshmi Dove. It's a gorgeous day. Yes, it is indeed. Good morning to Renee. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you too. Good morning to Lioness. Hello, I haven't seen you in the chat room for a bit. Season's greetings and angel hugs to you. Good morning to Quelly. Holiday blessings to you too. Wishing you many, many blessings for 2025. Good morning to Sandy. A very Merry Christmas to you. You would like to ask the angels if seeing another doctor for a second opinion will help with my healing journey. Well, Sandy, listen to those starscopes again and listen to all three of those. It may give you a clue. You might set that for your question, Sandy, when I do this 1, 2, 3, and 4 card spread that I'm about to do. That could be your question, but I will just ask Raphael if he has any opinions. That's me dropping the deck. That's no good at all. Okay, let's spread the deck for Sandy and just ask, is there any guidance? Oops, sorry if there was a huge clunk. I seem to be mislaying things, hitting things and dropping things all week. I don't know what's going on. There's obviously some energy, but right, that's got everything clear. Let's see if I can find Sandy a card. I've got an angel deck at the side of me. I wonder if I was about to ask if I needed to go to that. But actually, I don't. I have a card from you from the Angel Tarot. Interestingly, it's the Six of Earth, which is always about balance. It's got a beautiful fairy on here. It's usually about paying off debts or money, but you're asking about seeing a doctor. And the words I hear are as a balance of opinion. So, of course, if you feel that you want a second opinion, then get it. You're entitled to it, is what I would say. Good morning to Suzanne. I'm very happy that you're here too. Have a lovely holiday. Angel messages always appreciated. So clear the deck and a message for Suzanne, please. I need to just keep an eye on the time as well. I'm just going to pop the time up where I can see it to make sure I do this 4-card spread for people. So a message for Suzanne. They're doing very strange things with my cards for the last 2 days. I know Mercury's gone straight, but things have been very interesting. I'm obviously going through one of those adjustment periods when the way that you work, your clairs sometimes adjust themselves. And Mercury has gone forward. So I live in hope. And there we say it. So you have a 7 for you, Suzanne. And now my Facebook page has just turned everything the wrong way up again. I did say, I don't know what's going on. I know Mercury has gone forward, but really, can I have some peace and quiet, please, to do this? Thank you. That's better. So, Suzanne, I have a 7 of air. Now, 7 of air means it's normally you're worrying about something when I've got a 7 of air. It sometimes means there's more going on than meets the eye. So it's reading between the lines or waiting to see how things develop rather than taking an immediate action, because it's always about plans or thoughts, patterns that need revision. So sometimes waiting will give us that clarity because suddenly we have information we didn't have before. So I hope that's helpful. Happy winter solstice to you, Renee and Pamela. Good morning. Happy holidays. I can see Maureen's in there, my Libra sister. Renee says she's having the same problem. Mars is in retrograde. Yes, it is. So maybe that's why we're all dropping things. And I've been leaving things everywhere. I've been a real litter bug. I've left stuff in the cafe. I left something behind that I bought in the grocery store. I actually left it in the store. I'm not normally that scatterbrained. So yeah, there's definitely something going on. Let me just look at the timing because I do want to do these 4 cards. Yes, I need to get on with it. So I did say to you, choose a question that you would like to ask about 2025. It can be the first month, January, or it can be something for the whole year. I'm just, as you can hear, I'm clearing the deck. I have pulled out 4 cards before I started this show. So let me just collect them so that I've got them in the right order that I was given. So card number 1. Think of your question. Are you drawn to card number 1, the number 1? Are you drawn to card number 2 for your question? Card number 2. Are you drawn to card number 3? Or are you drawn to card number 4? So have a think about that. 1, 2, 3, and 4. I've been looking at those cards as I'm saying it. So if you were drawn to card number 1, and these are all major arcana cards they've given me, I've got number 17, the star. It's Archangel Jophiel. It's about happiness. The star is about inspiration because she's pouring water from containers. It's about emotions flowing. It's about happiness. It's about being optimistic. It's about being on the right path. And Jophiel is always about beautifying our life. And she beautifies it because she can always see the positive, even when there's negative about. She will find that way to take a higher viewpoint. So if you liked card number 1, that was your answer. Card number 2 is the number 12. We like that number here on 1-2 Radio and 1-2 Listen. Card number 12 is Archangel Gabriel, who's saying, look at things from a different perspective. This is the Hanged Man in Standard Tarot. I've got it as Awakening. Look at things from a different perspective. If things have come to a standstill, there's a reason. And it's very, very, very important for you to be authentic. Things can come to a standstill when we're not in our authenticity, we're not in our integrity, we're doing things for reasons that are not in our truth. So that is card number 2. Card number 3 is the first card in tarot. It comes with Archangel Metatron. It's called the Dreamer in my deck. It's the Fool in Standard Tarot. It's a leap of faith. It's following your dreams. It's expecting that when you open the doorway to following your dreams and taking a leap of faith, that unexpected opportunities will arise and turn up because you have set that in motion. So if there's something you've always wanted to do and you want to open that door and take a leap of faith and you chose that card, then you're being told, yes, this is your year next year. And finally, card number 4. Card number 4 actually has the number 4 on it. It is the Emperor. It is Archangel Michael. He is the organizer. He's the patriarch. He's structure. He's logic. He's discipline. He's leadership. He's creating the foundation, the organization that will give you a good basis for your life in 2025. So I hope those helped. There was one other thing I wanted to talk about, and I've only got a couple of minutes left, but I'm going to go for it if I can, because I've only just come across this. As you know, I work a lot with Chiron, the wounded healer. But Chiron had a wife, and her name is Chariko, and she's a water nymph, but she turned into a healer, into a centaur to be with Chiron. And she's a shapeshifter. I'm now desperately hunting for the information on her, but there's a lot of energy about working with the divine feminine next year. And I'm very, very grateful to my friend and astrologer who lives here in Penzance by me, Cassandra Eve, for that information. She's very much about working with the divine feminine, the dark goddesses and the asteroids. And just be aware of the wounded healer and of his wife, Chariko. You can look her up. I'm running out of time, otherwise I would expand more on this. But anyway, I just wanted to mention that because it was in my psyche that we had to mention it. So I hope that has been helpful. Go back and listen to the starscapes again using your sun, your moon, and your rising sign. Thank you so, so much for joining me throughout this year. We have, as I said, all made it through Earth School. Congratulations. I hope that you will have a fabulous holiday season. Look after yourself, be authentic, conserve your energy, and I will see you at the beginning of next year. It has been a pleasure to share this year with you. I so appreciate you and all that you are. Many, many blessings. Lots of love. See you in 2025.